Moto Car Fight Club. Now we're talking. There's some great guys. We have had some really good battles again. Of course, Chad Reed, Jeremy McGrath, Brian Deegan, Justin Brayton, Ryan Dungy, and then we got Christian Vandeveld. So I'm telling you, it's going to be something special. Hey guys, Ricky Carmichael, 15-time AMA motocross champion. You are on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line the all-time greatest to ever ride, 15-time champion, motocross champion, supercross champion, multi-time X Games gold medalist, but motorcycles don't define him. Also, a NASCAR Camping World Truck Series most popular driver, and one of the stars lining up for the first ever and groundbreaking Moto Car Fight Club coming up on Fight TV on February 25th. The one and only Ricky Carmichael, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you for having me on. What an incredible opportunity, and yeah, for sure, looking forward to this this opportunity on February 25th. It's going to be a lot of fun. Moto Car Fight Club, just a bunch of the boys getting back together and getting out there and doing what we love most, and that's getting out there and racing. I think that most of us, you know, still have a competitive side to us. So to be able to get in there and share our experiences on four wheels is certainly going to be fun.
Yeah. Okay. So opportunities comes in all shape and sizes. You never know exactly how it's going to happen. I talked with Christian Vandeveld, two-time Tour de France, top 10 finisher, Olympian. So he filled me in on how he got recruited, I guess I'll use the word, for this. But for you, and you're the one that called him and recruited him, but for you, so how did it all happen? Like, was this a dream that you guys, because I know Denny and Rob and those guys very, very well, and the Fight Club stuff and the events and the motocross stuff is amazing. It's always very cool. But how did this come to pass? How did you get in on it?
Well, they've been doing the Moto Fight Club stuff for the last year and on like mini bikes, and they did one event that was on big bikes, like 450s. I was asked to do those, but I'm just like, I don't really want to do it on two wheels. And this four wheel thing came about at Traveler's Rest. I'm like, okay, now we're talking. And once that came to fruition, boom, here we are. So that was kind of the roundabout and how it started. And one thing led to another. So we were trying to figure out people who we could bring, wanted to bring some athletes from different disciplines. And I was strolling through social media. I'm like, oh, Christian Vandeveld would be awesome. Huge fan of his, kind of worked on the same team for NBC SN together. So I'm like, man, I wonder if he would be into this. I knew that he lived close to Traveler's Rest where the race is going to be. And so I sent a flare out to him, and he's like, heck yeah, I'd be into it. So I'm excited about it. I'm sure he's really nervous, not really knowing what to expect, but hey man, he's a competitor, and he'll do just fine. I can see that he's like, what in the hell have I got myself into? But nevertheless, I think he's going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a champion, right? And you got to think, we were talking with Christian a little bit earlier, and as much as you guys are all daredevils in your sport, the thought of doing some of the Tour de France stuff downhill, 80 miles an hour, no equipment, no nothing, you know, it's maybe more dangerous. So he's talked about all the broken bones that he shared along with you guys too. So the lineup is stacked with amazing names, racers, and you're one of the few athletes in any sport that everybody can agree is the greatest of all time, but the field is absolutely awesome. So talk about some of the other ones that maybe have been competitors on the motocross, supercross side. Like, who are you looking forward to getting out there on the track against and racing in Moto Car Fight Club?
Yeah, well certainly there's some great guys and guys that we have had some really good battles against. Of course, Chad Reed, Jeremy McGrath, Brian Deegan, Justin Brayton. I never really raced him much, but obviously I've followed his career, and we talk about him each weekend because he is still competing professionally in Monster Energy Supercross. Ryan Dungy, and then we got Christian Vandeveld. So it's going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to be something special. We're going to have a great draw, I believe. And but, you know, it's streaming Fight TV. You have to have the app to be able to stream it. They also streamed Mike Tyson's fight. So,
yes.
Big, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do a little promo for, I mean, obviously we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that as well. They're the leaders in all this kind of stuff, especially when it comes to the global situation, when it comes to competition in sports. But the guys over at Moto Fight Club, at Moto Car Fight Club, and the things that they're doing when it comes to motorsports and this kind of thing, this platform, they have it totally on lockdown. So let's get into the event a little bit. So Christian lives down there, so he's right there. He's got access to the track. I've heard that Dungey is flying down to test. Do you feel your NASCAR background gives you a key advantage as you get in there, or are there any things, and you don't have to tell us, of course, you can keep it close to the vest as a secret, but no. Are there any things you're kind of doing to prepare?
No. Well, I'm going to spend some time on my racing simulator that I bought last year when the pandemic hit. We knew we were going to be in the house for a while, so I'm going to spend some laps on that. But fortunately for me, I have some dirt experience. Aside from my NASCAR experience, I was able to compete at Tony Stewart's Prelude to the Dream charity race twice. Did pretty well the last time that I raced there. I got second in my heat race and sixth in the feature. So it was a lot of fun, a very fast racetrack. But I think it's an easier transition being on dirt than it is asphalt or pavement, just because we know what to look for. We know what the dirt is going to give us based on the color of it and just the texture of it. So we'll feel more at home, I believe. So some of the guys who don't have that experience on dirt or have never done it, they'll be able to know what they're doing. But I feel like I'm in a good spot. But at the end of the day, it's about going out and tearing it up and with the boys and getting that competitive feel, but in a cage and on four wheels. And I am amped about it. That's why when this opportunity arose, Moto Fight Club fellas with Rob and Denny, I'm like, oh man, I'm on this deal for sure.
It's going to be a great opportunity for your fans to see you out there. You've always been one of those guys that tried to go out there, have fun, different disciplines of racing and all that. But for them to be able to experience it, I think it's going to be great coming up on the 25th. Yeah. Now, so there's a lot in auto racing. You know this, and the other guys, many of them don't, right? That's more than just getting around the track. You know, you've got to communicate with the spotters, crew chiefs, pit stops. You've got all that stuff. Do you know, are they thinking about any of that? Are you thinking about it, or is it just something they'll just sort of figure it out on the fly?
Yeah, I think the people who that are supplying the cars, the teams that are supplying the cars, will have all that for us. I'm assuming that we're going to have a spotter, and everything is going to be, although it seems like we're just piecing it together, it's going to be extremely professional. And we're going to have our stuff together, and it's certainly going to be organized. You know, that's the biggest thing, is safety first. So, although it seems like it's fun and it's just, they're just piecing it together, now it's going to be legit. And safety is going to be on the forefront for sure.
At this part kind of time in your life and your career, you can just do whatever it is you want. You know, you've always shared on social media that during your career, you weren't always excited. You always loved winning, of course, you know, weren't as excited about the process of racing and everything that went along with it and the travel and all that kind of stuff. This allows you to get your competitive edge out there, but then also have fun. This is like rooted in fun, but you know that there is going to be some serious bragging, right? So as a guy who has won it all, a guy who has won absolutely everything in your sports, like, where will this rank if you get it? Now, first off, you're like a pioneer, right? You're like one of these guys that's laying the groundwork that people will stand on for future events. I heard Christian told me that he got on the phone with Jimmy Johnson not long after, was texting him about this. So you never know where this is going to go. But for Ricky Carmichael, where will this rank in your highlights?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, first and foremost, I want to go have fun and everyone to be safe. And then second will be the winning component of it. And if I could win, great. At the same time, I just want to be competitive. From what I'm hearing, I feel like all the cars are going to be very, very close, which is going to be tough. You know, with everyone's talent level, when everybody's car is the same, you're really going to have to be smart about line selection and how you race, positioning. And, you know, if we're going to bunch the field back up at the halfway mark, you know, it's just going to be, you're going to have really good speed for a short amount of time. And that's, it's going to be tough. So would I love to win? Absolutely, I would. I'd love to kick McGrath's ass again, that's for sure. And of course, my good buddy, Chad Reed. But at the same time, it really is all about having fun. And I'm going to do the best that I can to win. Certainly not going to change my life if I don't. And at the same time, I want to see everyone else enjoy themselves.
Well, yes. Everybody has a plan. You're going to do as much planning as possible. I think if there were Vegas odds, they would have you in as the favorite because of the experience. But everybody has a plan. And like you mentioned, Mike Tyson, until they get punched in the mouth, right? And in the world of racing, there are so many things that can happen during the race that you can't foresee and you just have to deal with. When it comes to plans, people, listeners, definitely make a plan. February 25th, 6:30 Eastern Time, 5:30. It is going to be Moto Car Fight Club coming up on Fight TV. We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com. And one of the shining stars leading the way into a new generation of motorsports entertainment is the one and only Ricky Carmichael. So, Ricky, we'll let you get back to it. I know you got a lot of simulator action to do, maybe training for it. You're recruiting the pit crew. But thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having me, and look forward to everybody tuning in on February 25th. Never forget that Fight TV app, and we'll see you on. Hey guys, Ricky Carmichael, five-time Monster Energy Supercross champion. Be sure to tune in February 25th, Moto Car Fight Club on Fight TV.